steht in der Mishne, das Wort beschwat, wo ich das schon in der Ilonis. Beätzem, die Mishne ist auch nicht sagen, wo ich das schon in der Ilonis. Ich glaube, es gibt sogar bei den Meisres, von this year to that year, because you can't make a stumme Meisres from one year to the other year. Aber wenn ich schon noch in Tov Kufa in Beis Paskens, that you're not allowed to fast in Tu Bishvat. And the Magen Avraham legt sich zu, even a Chosn that gets married in Motzei Tu Bishvat can fast. Da eine steht aus Epis Ayontef. Steht die Donzei Tachnun. So be'etzem, als de Mishnayos and the Rishonim, it only says these halachas. Now, Rabbeinu Gershom in Tshuva Yudalet, means down Yom de Pagru. Aber, chutz from that be'etzem, we don't have a Mekoyres, much more in Tu Bishvat. Just we know, it's a shtikl Yontef, you don't say Tachnun. The first Mekoyr, that says Epes and the Peyres from Tu Bishvat, is in Sefer, Tikkun Yisochcho was written in Shinchof Dalet over 400 years ago, and the Magen Avraham and Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph brings him down. This is Be'etzim the Mekoyim. The Magen Avraham and Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph schreibt ein interessanter Loschen. Noyagim Ashkenazim leharbois bemine peires ilones lichvoit shmoi shel yoyim. Noyagim Ashkenazim, you have to know, the Sfardim are much more into the Peiris, al pi de Ari. Shaila Weidenberg in Avrom says, Noyagim Ashkenazim. Andersari Pshtem, in Avrom said Ashkenazim, because the Sfardim eat also vegetables and garinim and these achen in Tu Bishvat. In Avrom gemein zu sagen, Noyagim Ashkenazim leharbis lemin Peiris. Lafuki from the Sfardim that they eat even garinim and those old achen in Tu Bishvat. But now that it's only Minog Ashkenazim. But we can look at Mazei State in Magen Avraham. So behalfen the Mekor to the Harbis Peiris is already in Magen Avraham. Now in most foreign state, what is the Indian to eat Peiris Taken to Bishvat? It's two Indianim. One Indian because it's Rosh Hashanah Leilones. So if you will eat Peiris, but maybe you remember to daven for the Peiris, for the Ilones. And also, the state in Sforim that every broches makes tikkunim and the peiri. But about this is the Rosh Hashanah of the Ilones, so we will make tikkunim and the peiris. So we may eat a lot of peiris and we make tikkunim. Al pi de Ari, the meaning is to eat at least 15 kinds of fruit. Some people say 12 is enough al pi de Ari. The Ma'ase said the Mekubalim are makpid than 30. The Mekubalim are makpid on 30. Now there's also a chumre in some of the chassidusim to makpid that will be zayin aminim. Inside of these minim, there will be shivas aminim. Also the people are makpid with zayin mipeyes Eretz Yisrael. And the Chiveres Bisar and Karlin, they bring a minig to Makpi to do a Shechiyonu. Yeah, but this is where they laid him in Hogim, all of the Zachem. Now, what is brought down in Sforim, and Staki, you have to remember it, to daven on the Esrek. Said, if you want to have a good Esrek, the day to daven is in Tu Bishvat. But if you're thinking, I'm only going, so you go around Erev Sukkot, Mr. Hashem, we get all the halachas of Sukkot and Esrek, and you see Bochim Mutschersach, they can't find the Esrig. You ask them, you daven Tu Bishvat? It's like, nein. That's not going to shayle. As I can't just treffen the Esrig. But, lemon, you try. Sunday, you daven for a good Esrig. A shayne good Esrig. And you'll see, you'll find a shayne good Esrig. So this is one Zach. Another Zach that is negiah this Shabbos. This Shabbos is Shabbos Shiro. Is a minog, again, it's brought down to the Magen Avraham in Simen Shinchof Dalet to give the birds bread and Shabbos. Gerade the Magen Avraham brings down the minig and he said that it's a bad minig. You're not allowed to give birds food and Shabbos. Because if it's not your birds, you're not allowed to feed animals that don't belong to you in Shabbos. A lot of people don't know it. I saw Ben Azmanim, I was in a camp somewhere, and I see the little kids standing in Shabbos and giving grass to the animals. You're not allowed to. Behemoths that are not yours, you're not allowed to feed in Shabbos. So Magen Avraham says that it's a bad minig. Aber weiss, this is given as a minig. So the Meister, what the some Sforim taken melamed zchus, what was niskabel in unsere kehilas is that you leave the bread out before Shabbos. Now, this halacha to leave bread is not halacha only if you're married. I mean, it's a meaning of everyone to leave bread for the birds. I don't know if every boch in the deer has to do it, every deer. I'm saying it's minhagin. Although it's not a pshat, only if you're married home, then deer is taken. The little kids have to leave apples for the birds. It's different reasons. The main reason the time Amin Hogim brings down is because it states that Moshe Rabbeinu said that the man will not go down in Shabbos. And Dosan Vaviron, they left man. And they were planning, by night they went, and they put it around. And they were hoping in the morning, people will tell Moshe, you see? Moshe! You said, will be no man in Shabbos? See, no young man in Shabbos. See, no young man in Shabbos. So the birds came, and the birds ate the man. So we pay back the birds. This is the reason we pay back the birds. Just start to be masbid before we start. Alamo, everyone asked Akasha, how much Dosan Vaviron had? 2 kilos, 5 kilos, 10 kilos. So they spread it around. Every morning, Gans Klal Yisrael was full with man. Moshe said, tomorrow will be no man. They went, and the birds didn't want to be a chilul Hashem. The birds came and they ate them up. I was saying the birds will not eat them up. But we get up in the morning, and one little corner, a posh tik lachman. What's the guy says that? The answer is to it is pashit. We read last week's parsha, the answer to it. That Chazak says in the posuk, Vayemer Moshe b'kichatzei salayla ani yoytze. Moshe says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Bachatzois alayla. Why Moshe said, Kachatzois? Shelo yoimru, Moshe badayu. They will make a cheshbon, what is Chatzois? And they will have a mistake of a couple minutes. And they will say, Moshe is a shaker. It's like the Welt. So you know, Moshe is a shaker. So Makis Pachos happened after 2 minutes. Moshe is a shaker? Oh, Moshe, you said Chatzois, it happened a minute before. So one pshat they say, no, but the 5 minutes before Chatzos, that they will think that Chatzos came and Chatzos would not come, or be a chil Hashem for napo minut. That's a zeichin ashrek lechem atzav. Chil Hashem for napo minut, a zeichin a chil Hashem. Chil Hashem for napo minut, a zeichin a chil Hashem. Later, they bring a famous maaser from Reb Baruch Bel. Reb Baruch Bel was sitting in a matzav, in the middle of a drush of someone, and people, the Reb Ochber got all nervous, he was shaking from side to side. Then Reb Ochber gets up, he takes his hat, he puts it down, and he goes out of the room. After a couple of minutes, he comes back. So they ask Reb Ochber, what's he given? So Reb Ochber gesagt, I had to go out. No, I mentioned, I had to go out in the middle. But I didn't want to insult the Darshan. He will think, you know, Reb Ochber doesn't like the drush. No, boss. In a couple of minutes, I'll come back. Oh, but this couple of minutes, you won't feel bad. There are 4 minutes, boss, was I. Till I have, if I will leave my hat, the only one that I'm coming back. But mainly, this was my eight. I didn't know what to do till I have the eight to leave my hat. So this is one pshat. That mainly, I will kill Hashem for that 4 minutes. Oh, but can't say name. I hear the other pshat. For sure, some people know the futures. People know, Choyze Asidois. The Rambam says you're not allowed to go to ask them what will happen. The Mitzrim were claiming, the people that were against Moshe Rabbeinu, Dosan Vaviron, all the people that were against Moshe, what they were timing? Moshe Mach Moisim, what are you trying? Moshe says, there will be no man. You're trying to put man. Who are you trying to fool? But you don't know Moshe is the person. But that is, they hold, Moshe knows. He has ways to know what will happen. He looks in the stars, and Mach Cheshbonos. What the Mitzrim were thinking? Yeah, Moshe has the magic, he has the tricks. So listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the difference if it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu or it comes from the stars? A person that looks at the stars and he knows the weather forecast, all these achim, they're almost right. And they tell you to snow tomorrow, punk, it snows in the city next by 10 inch, 15 inch. They almost know. The people that know the Fidei HaSinus, they almost know. They know 99% they're right. If Moshe missed Chatzos in 2 minutes, das ist nicht HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is also good. Das ist nicht HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Badayu. You're right. Moshe has knows. He knows how to feel Magas Chodesh is coming. But it's not a Nevuah. Moshe said it would be no man. Episcame. Now the weather is not so much for a snowing man in Shabbos. But Epis came down. Moshe has a feeling, this Cheshbonis tomorrow is not coming. If Epis man comes zurück, it would be a spicha to the ganze Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mele, this is the Akkoros HaTorah that we all the birds. The Mele, that the Eide man, so zecher to Akkoros HaTorah. But the Eide man, the Mele, we give them bread before Shabbos. To the Iker Adobo. The Shaila comes back in all different cases. I had this Shaila in different Echetimtses, and I want to stickle to Mevar the Adobo. Especially I saw one of the Sfarim that a lot of people use, that he writes in the stickle wrong, the Psak. Lamazorim, some people go to a Peristish. Two Mishmat is Sunday, so, what? So some people go to Peristish. So a person is sitting in a Peristish, and he's up on top of the Parancha Dalton, he's high up, and they give him a Peris. Now Lemaise, he doesn't have a Gufnoki. He needs to go out. Mechanished. He can't go down. You can't go down in the middle. Mechanished. The Mitzvah says mechanished. The time I was there, I was a bocher, genetnish, but I say, mikenish generop. You're stuck on top. So you can make a broche. You're allowed to eat without a broche or not. You're standing on top there, you can make a broche. Your goof is not knocky. Now they're giving you a broche, or apple. You could eat it, or you're not allowed to eat it. I'll explain. The shayla came back, the zelbezach. Soldiers came to us in the base in the Shaila. How it goes, they send the soldiers that they have to check if the Arabs are coming or not. So they put them to lay at different places in between the sand. Some places you have to lay for 12 hours. Till the other group comes with big tanks and they take you and they change you. You lay on the floor, you're not allowed to move. You have on your back a big tank of water. You have like a straw that goes into your mouth. And when you're thirsty, you drink. Savada, Bishaz the Pikuach Nefesh, we're not speaking. It's another 10 minutes are coming to change him. He wants to drink. He doesn't have a gufnaki. After 5-6 hours, he doesn't have a gufnaki anymore. He can't make a bracha. He's trained to be like that. This is the war. He's allowed to drink without a bracha or not. He wants to know. The same Shaila Bochim had in a Shaila. They were chapped in Tfisa here. One of the Afghanis. And they were put in a room. One of these rooms, the toilet is with you in the room together. Then when they put you in prison, you get a separate room. But a cold man, you as a chap, till they take you to La Shefet HaShariah by Yom Ha'im. So they put you in a Zai room, that you have a toilet together. Now the Ma'isa, you're not allowed to make brachas, you're not allowed to daven there. It's answers metunas. Now they give you a cup of drink. You're allowed to drink or not. A bracha you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to mehal. You're allowed to drink or not? This is the Shaila Be'etzim. So Be'etzim, it's one Shaila. The idea of a person that cannot make a bracha is allowed to drink without a bracha, or is not allowed to drink without a bracha. And this Shaila, a person has to know now. Because when these Shailas come to Maisa, there's no one to ask. There's no one to ask. So it's a lot of times negeah, in all different echetimtzes. A lot of times you're going in a plane. It happens to you a lot of times. It's windy, you're not allowed to get up. They make you to put the belt on, But I say this. You're stuck. Now, for 2 hours sometimes. Now they're taking off, they're taking down. You're thirsty. You want to drink. You're allowed to drink without a bracha or not? So to mevar this shaila, I want to matzia the dvorim. The Gemara is like tazay. There's a Gemara in Brochas, in the beginning of Brochas, in the beginning of the Perek Shishi, Ketz and Mevorchim, the Gemara is like, what is the mocker that you're not allowed to eat with Bada Broche? Elo svorehu. Osu loy le'odom lehenu ismailo mazeb eloi broche. Svorehu, osu loy le'odom lehenu ismailo mazeb eloi broche. What is the gedda? As if he is isu to essen chazir, he do reise, and so the isu to essen both of becholov with chicken, the rabbonon. So the same isur to eat milk with chicken that is the isur de Rabbanon is the isur to eat without a bracha. Asur le'ele Adam she'yenem a'ilam azeh b'lein bracha. Adonai, it's not an isur to eat without a bracha. It's a mitzvah to make a bracha. Could be, even if it's a mitzvah, because if you don't do the mitzvah, it's asur to eat without doing the mitzvah. Not saying it's time a mitzvah. Could be it's a mitzvah, and even on the side of the mitzvah, maybe if I don't do the mitzvah, I'm not allowed to eat without doing the mitzvah. But the yisayin is niki chakira. The chakira is an isur tzeis and on a broche, or it's not an isur. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah levorich. The gather is, the svor is, val osu lehenois, it's a svor that it's osu lehenois ma'ilu mazeh b'lei broche, it's mistabel that you're not allowed to be nene ma'ilu mazeh b'lei broche. Malitz mistabed in Nalat and Elam, 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 Broche, Chazal, and Attack in the Broche. And remember, they don't let you to eat without the Kiyum and Mitzvah of the Broche, but it's a Chiyum Broche. Siddur Gemara in Broche, Snap Yud Beis. A person took a cup of beer, and he was sure it's wine. And he started to make Beir Priya Gofen, and before he realized, and before the end of the Broche, he realized that it's beer. So he finished Shehakol Niyah Bidvore. Pasach B'dechamre V'siyim B'deshichre. Machlekes, Yotzer, Lo Yotzer. So what you do misafek? So Taisa says, misafek, the Rif said, safek broches lekule. So you could drink the beer. If you finish Shehakol Niyah Bidvore, you could drink it. Aval Hari Oimer, the kavan that is sofek, tzorich lachzor velevorech. Misofek, you have to be choyzor umevorech. Zogt Rav Kiva Eiger al Gil Nashas. I know, we pass with sofek broches lekule. But the Tesis brings down a sheet of sofek broches lechumre. Zogt the Tesis, Rav Kiva Eiger, why? Sofek broches lekule, you say, sofek if you made a broche on a talis, on a tefillin, on a lulev. Over here is also le'ele adam she'yenem elohim azeh b'lei broche. And it's a isu. So if he has a suffix, if he made a broche or not, he's also to eat. So maybe he's mechuyev to make another broche. So Rav Kiva Eiger named Tzachon b'tur davar poshut, he brings a ma'arsho, that is a isu to eat without a broche. Now we pass in la'aloche suffix broches lekule. So you could say, so we don't pass in this Rav Kiva Eiger. But Rav Kiva Eiger Shechanor says, no, we also pass in like that. Others, it's Isu to Ibn al-Brocha, it's Isu de Rabbanon. Safik de Rabbanon likule. So because look, Rav Kiva Eiger named Tzachon betur davar poshut, that the gather is a Isu to eat with al-Brocha. Now, the Achroinim came, and asked a lot of kashas on this Rav Kiva Eiger and the Marsho. It's the Avdei Nezer and the Netziv and Rav Shlomo Zalman Barchov and Milcha Shloime. The first kasha they asked from a Gemara in Broches Davchov is a Gemara Baal Keri In time of the Gemara, if a person has tumas keri, you're not allowed to learn, you're not allowed to say broches till you go to the mikveh. Chazal will mevatel it. They say in the Gemara. On the time of the Gemara, if you have a tumah of keri, you're not allowed to say broches. So the Gemara, bal keri mevorech al hamozen le'achrov, birkas hamozen that is deiraisa, he's allowed to do, ve'loy lefonov, but he's not allowed to make the birkas hamenim. So how is he allowed to eat? He's not allowed to mazeh b'lei broche. It doesn't say the Baal Keri has to fast. It's mashma, if he can't make the broche, he could eat without the broche. One raya. Let me get weiter. As a Gemara, lefi Rashi, oinen. So that his father or mother will nifter, he's a oinen. He's potum mikol ha-mitzvahs. Rashi says, seifim broche rishoino, seifim broche achroino. Wait, Rav Shlomo Zalman, oinen is not allowed to do aveiras. Yeah? Person is a oinen, is not allowed to do gila harayas. Not allowed to do Ratzicha. Not that, he's even mechuyev to make Netilas Yadayim. When he eats, he has to wash his hands. Why? Because Netilas Yadayim, you write that it's a mitzvah, but it came gzeire otu srach tume that you are metame the food. So it's otu isu. So a Baal Keri, a oinen, is potur from mitzvahs. But it's not mutter to be over isurim. So for example, it's a how the Baal Keri could eat without a broche. If it's an issue to eat without a broche, why the Baal Keri is mutter to eat without a broche? Why the Baal Keri is mutter to eat without a broche? So for example, there's a raya from here. There's no issue to eat without a broche. It's a mitzvah. Baal Keri is part of the mitzvah. Another raya. As the Gemara of Tetzayin and Broches, Poyalim shayu oichlim etzel balabais. Poyalim that are working for the balabais. So the Gemara says, because a Muslim they have to bench, aber Brocha Rishayna they don't have to bench, because it will disturb the work by the balabais. So they're allowed to eat chazir. They could be part of mitzvahs, but they're not allowed to do ever averes. So we have a raya from Baal Keri, from Oinen, and from Poyalim. Noch a starke raya. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchis Broches, Aloche Yutes, the Rambam paskens, Kol ha-oichel dovor ha-osu. If you eat something without a hechsho, not a story that doesn't have a good hechsho, so the Rambam, chutz from all the problems, is an issue to make a broche. Is it iso to make a bracha? I remember once a bracha came to ask me. He was working for a camp, as a modernish camp, and some kids came from houses that they gave mamish kind of, you know, cold cuts as a salamis with mamish nishvin the kosher, and they didn't want to teach the kids the brachas because it's an iso to make a bracha. The kid is eating treif as einzach. Or if you tell him to make a broche, you melam him to make a, it's a broche levatole. As they state in Rambam. So if someone eating a dover ha-osur, state in Rambam, you don't make a broche. The shayla is, so the Rambam, even if you're a choyle, maybe you don't make a broche. The shayla is, aber osur lehen is meilem azab ele broche. He's eating chazir, too bad. Noch a starke raya, and from this raya we'll see later more muchach, is a aloche, a famous aloche, if someone put drink in his mouth. If out of broche. And he can't take it out. If he takes it out, so the state in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to swallow it. If someone put a chazer and a mistake in his mouth, he's allowed to swallow it. If on a broche is a zeiti chazer, you're allowed to swallow it? So why if you put a drink in your mouth without a broch and a mistake, you're allowed to swallow it? So from all of these rayas, from Shem Zalman and Avnei Nezer, they wanted to bring rayas that the chiyuv to make a bracha is not an issur to eat without a bracha, it's a mitzvah to make a bracha. It's a mitzvah to make a bracha. The men of Poyalim don't have the mitzvah, Oynan doesn't have the mitzvah, Balkari doesn't have the mitzvah, but the Yevon, if it's really in your mouth, nu b'shas atchak, yesh le'okel. Dovra also, we don't need your bracha. B'yitzeh abirich nirtz Hashem. The men don't do a bracha. This is mitzad echad. This is mitzad echad. Aber, le'umas dem, in a lot of rishonim, it's muchach nishtaseh. That the issu to eat without a bracha is mamisha issu. First, as I state in Meiri, the Meiri says more from that. Sofek bracha zog the Meiri lechumre. Because, zog the Meiri, you don't want to make a bracha, you're not allowed to carry on eating. You're over a issu, zog the Meiri, if you're eating without a bracha. The Orchis Chaim, Rabbi Yonis the Milunil, says, Oymen has to make a brocha rishayna. Because, Osu Lehele is Meile Vazav Alei Brocha. And he's not Potu for Naveiras. Lazei Shait in Kolboi. Lazei Shait in Ma'aril. Lazei Muchach in Ritva. And more from that, Rabbi Shloime Kluger, the Chochma Shloime, he asks the kasha, why when you put water in your mouth, you're allowed to swallow it? So he says, you know why? Because the isur lo'eles ma'ele ma'zeb le'i brocha is k'ilu gozal ma'kadosh baruch hu. After it's ready in your mouth, it's ready nimas. So b'meile, the baile, k'ilu the baile m'miyash in yukoyna b'shinui. So b'meile, if you're swallowing it, you're not ready for the well, it's starting to see the beginning of the night, it's can't say. Zogter, more from that. And Tshuva says, Elef lecho shloimoi, from Reb Shloime Kluger, he says, if someone ate matzah, lela seder, and he forgot to make a moitzi lechem in haoretz, he's not yoitze achilas matzah. Because it's a mitzvah abo ba'avere. He's over a isur of eating without a bracha. And if it's a mitzvah, what's the shaykhus? This mitzvah he didn't do, this mitzvah he did. Alone, since not a chazir, without a bracha, it's kiyum you ate chazir. So I think if you eat matzah shel tevel, you're not yotze in echovos, right? Meaning if you eat matzah without a bracha, zok the elef lecho shloimoi, you're not yotze in the mitzvah. Mitzvah abo ba'aveira. So be'etzer we have rise to both tzedonim. One side we have a raya bruro as was. That we have a raya bruro that is the gather from mitz birkas anelim is a chiyuv broche from Balkeri, from Oine. And mitzad sheni we have a list of rishonim that hold fakert. That the gather of the chiyuv broche is not a gather of a mitzvah, it's a gather of a isu. You're over a isu. Ay, lechu es shver, if it's a gather of a isu, so why when you eat dover ha'osu, you don't have to make a bracha? So we have to say that avada, the gather of the isu is only in zachen that Hashem is a chiyuv to make a bracha. If you take him out of bracha to bistay ganev, then you over isu. Zachen that Hashem doesn't want you to eat anyway, then it was never nitzken of the chiyuv bracha, then you bist nishken gazle. The man of the business can gas. So these are the two tzedonim. So now, let me have some trach. If we learn that there's a chiyuv broche, there's a chiyuv to make a mitzvah, so then we could start to think, what would be if someone is a oynes, and he can't make the mitzvah, there's no reason for him not to eat. It's an issue to eat without kiyum a mitzvah. And maybe he's over a isur if he eats without kiyum a mitzvah. Or if he cannot eat, if he cannot make the bracha, there's no isur to him to eat. But if it's an isur to eat, even if he cannot make the bracha, even if he cannot make the bracha, he's not allowed to eat. is an issue to eat without a bracha. As I mentioned, Zaman is Magda the Shaila. Then if it's a chiyuv bracha, it's a mitzvah to make a bracha. B'meile, Chazal will attack in a chiyuv bracha. So when a person is an oynes, we'll see about what is the agnosis of the oynes. If a person is an oynes, B'meile we could say, B'meile he doesn't have a chiyuv, he can't do the mitzvah, there's no reason not to eat. What is gaining that he's not eating? When he could make the bracha, he's not doing, he's over a isu. But if the gaining that is osu le'enes me'le 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 bracha, is the isur gezel. Is the isur gezel. Maybe even if he can make a bracha, it's a gamet. It's a gamet. No, it's a mishne brure. So what's the din? It's a mishne brure and simen samach beis. It's a halacha like this. Every bracha you have to make bepeh. You can't make behiru. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about Krishma, not about Birkas Hanenim. So the halacha is you have to speak out the Krishma bepeh. You can't speak out the Krishma behiru. You have to speak out the Krishma bepeh. Oh, but what would be if you are choyle, or you are oynes, and you do it beliboy, yotza. If you are oynes, yotza. Zog the Shulchan Ramon, not only if you are oynes, Lama Zogin, the place is not clean in Ganzen. What is not clean in Ganzen? Lama Zogin, his hands are dirty. Not clean in Ganzen. Maybe supposed to get him. Maybe like in the middle room of near Beis HaMerchetz, that you can't say Dvorim Shebekdusha, dear. So the Mishnah Berurah, like the Ramah, so you mehara Krishma. If you can't say the Krishma, you'll be mehara Krishma. So again, Meika Rabin, if you mehara Krishma, you're not Yaitze. But if you're a Choyle, you could be mehara. Because Krishma, you have to say it, but if you're a Choyle, or the place is not so clean, you could be mehara Krishma. You don't have to speak it out loud. So the Mishnah Berurah and Tzivkot Meches. Kosta Bataz, someone gets up by night and is very thirsty. And he can't wash his hands. And he wants to drink. So he's mehara the brocha and he drinks. Why he can't wash his hands? Get up, go and wash your hands. ואין יודעים אלה חוילה ולא אינס. ואין דולים אפשר מי שיהיה אפשר. And even if he doesn't have enough water on it to drink, on it to wash his hands, he could משפשף ידיים. או שקושר ללמה מפני הקויר. It's too cold to go out of his blanket. So the Mishnah Berurah, so he could wipe his hands and decide and make a bracha and drink. זה לא Mishnah Berurah. So the Tanakh wanted to learn that if someone, again, this is not that someone has to go out to make. It's the Andazach. Someone has to go out, we'll see about it. This doesn't help, this Eitzah. A lot of people think that it helps. So again, Mishmur says someone gets up by night. So like Atchil, he has to wash his hands. If not, he could wipe his hands and he could make a brocha, like the Mishnebuah. The Taz says he could mehara the brocha. This door is poshut. Come to Mishnebuah the next Seif. Obav im amokoy metunif legamri, like a Beis HaKisa. Only the person needs to go to make that he doesn't have a heter to mehar beliboy. Yitztar el Hashem, aichkenish leinim krishme eind, kudosh baruch hu b'moichelim. Then if he could be mehar, he will mehar the krishme. We're going back to krishme. If he can be mehar the krishme, yitztar beliboy, kudosh baruch hu, I wanted to say krishme eind, unichkenish machim krishme. Zog the Mishtabur in our three lines. The end of Simen Samach Beis. Venire poshut. The Hashonsim bebeis amerchetz, the people that drink bebeis amerchetz, sheloi kadinem oisim. Sheloi kadinem oisim. Why? דהרי שום אוסור אפילו הירו. ואינו אונוס לשתיה. זאת המשנה ברורה, אבל to drink in בייס המרחץ, without a ברוכס, נשתוק עם היתר. איזה היתר to מערר. ובייס המרחץ, מכן נשמח עם הברוכה, ומאלו, you're not allowed to drink. There's no way to drink. זה זאת המשנה ברורה. When you see the Mishnah Berurah, Meveis Nishnah Vos, the Mishnah Berurah Vir. Come to Biur Halacha and explains exactly what happened here. I am a Mishnah Berurah Masher Kasavnu. Why some people drink? The Haidu was in time of Mishnah Berurah, people that went to Beis HaMelechetz, or to swim, they would take a drink, and they would drink without a bracha. It's given us a meaning. In the Mikveh, people drink without a bracha. Why? They learn that b'shas adchak, as evi krishma, if you can't, you can't. So if you can't make a bracha, you can't. Zakter hazei. The dover ze poshut me'oy de'ein lehati mishum shu oynes al ha'bracha. She'einu yochel levorech. Ve'zeo yoshayich lo'ima rakim o yo'imim chazal de'u mitzvah levorech. If we'll say the bracha is a mitzvah, so if someone is an oynus, he's in the Beis HaMelechetz and he can't make a bracha, he's allowed to drink without a bracha. Aval be'emes chazal omru, osu lo'y le'enes mo'y le'vazeh ve'lo'y bracha. It's a yisu. Ulevad, chutz from that, ala yocha lotzis min ha'melechetz. He could go out. Ve'meh stami doesn't have a heter. So Mishabur goes with two tainus. That some people learn the time of the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that they learn that the chiyum brocha is only a mitzvah to make a brocha. It's not an issue to eat without a brocha. Remember, now they hold that it's a mitzvah to make a brocha, and it's not an issue to remember, every time when you are oynes, they hold you allowed to. Remember, you go to the Beis HaMelechetz, you're thirsty, mikel shmachan ha-brocha, you drink. So the Mishnah Berurah, you're wrong for two reasons. First, the Mishnah Berurah, you're wrong. It's an issue to eat without a bracha. Zweitens, sagt the Mishnah Berurah, chutz on the issue to eat without a bracha, you could go out. Like what Mishnah Berurah means to say. Mishnah Berurah means a cholek and the tutz nadi. If first you're wrong because I'm learning pshat that the getter of the issue on a bracha is an issue. It's an issue to essen on a bracha. And even if I'm wrong, that it's not an issue, it's only a mitzvah, when you are oynes. You're not oynes. 5 more minutes, wait 10 more minutes, and then you will eat. So kunt ois, if you learn the finis Mishnah Berurah, that if a person is an oynes, and he can't make a bracha, he's not allowed to eat. He's not allowed to eat. And the men in the chur and all these shayas that we asked, if a person goes into he's in a room that is a toilet there, he can't make a bracha, he's not allowed to eat. If it's in a hospital, a lot of times, you come to a hospital, you're looking after someone, it's a terrible smell, mekenish. You're not allowed to eat there. You're not allowed to eat there. Or if you get a penis in a place that you can't make a bracha, you're not allowed to eat. No of us. It's too little coolers. Rabbi Sartzvi Frank tak is way in the alte Rav Yerushalayim, he's tak a way machmer in it. In Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Simen Kuf Pei Hei, state that if someone is sick, that he can't make a bracha, he lost his voice, then he could eat without a bracha. Loi gora fun Baal Keri. Azevi Baal Keri, chazam u metaken, that he's allowed to eat without a bracha. If someone is sick, he's allowed to eat without a bracha. Someone is sick, he's allowed to eat without a bracha. Someone lost, yeah. Rav Osner, in Shevet HaLevi Chelek Vav, Tainas, that is mistabed to him, the gather is, he said, if someone is very sick, pikuach nefesh, so he's allowed to eat without a bracha. Even if it doesn't make a difference to the pikuach nefesh, he's allowed to. But he said, if someone only is in the hospital, for example, and it's a very bad smell in the room there, But he can't go out of the room. It's not a pikuach nefesh, he's not allowed to eat chazer. So Rabbeinu says, the shir is, if without a bracha he will have to wait more from a day, a shir of a tainis, then he's allowed to eat. Now, if in 4 or 5 hours they will clean the room, he has to fast 4 or 5 hours. If it's more from 4 or 5 hours, the shir of a day, that is a shir of amount that he cannot eat, then he's allowed to. So in the Mishnah Berurah Mashmah there is no heter. He tells the Mishnah Berurah had two tzirufim. First the Mishnah Berurah said it's asur ve'oy that he could go out. So he says in the case that you cannot go out, so there's two kulas. If you're sick, as machle, and you can't, because you're machle, you can't clean yourself, and you can't dance, you have the Shulchan Aruch Harav as a conservative to be maker side. Or even if you're not sick, Sidor Aravosna, Bitzirov, that Rabshul Mizalman, and alle Poiskim gehalten, take nicht as if the Mishnah Berurah, they hold that Chiyu Broch is only a mitzvah. So I'm saying, if you bechai gada, that you will have to wait a ganze tog, if it's a matzah that you have to wait a ganze tog, then Einach Enami, you're allowed to be Samech to eat without a broche. But stam to eat without a broche, avad metonish. Why I'm saying it? I'm not missing that the tikkun from Tu Bishvat is to essen peres and to metaken in broches. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the koyach in broches to metaken the peres. So this is the time that a person has to know kol ha'nehme ma'ilu ma'zeh b'loi broche ki ilu mo'al. It's an issu. Menschen machen broches. Gich. They skip some words. They're not yoitze broches. And the other issu, they're eating every bite is gezel. You know, you see some people, heimische Menschen. You know, they mag me to go to kosher stores. Aber broches mag nicht, dass ich mir darf. Das ist echt ein issu. Now, ich will me'oirer, was ich gehört, ob schon mesamen Eurebach, was me'oirer ist, aber ich will mention it once, that even with this grace of Indian zu essen peres, aber es ist issu von achilas toiloi. And we have to know, every toilas could be 5 or 6 lavim deraisa. I know what is bothering most of the world is, so what's the given amol? What happened? Punk anaya doir. Most of the mumchim tainin that in the old days it was not so bad. Not only that, the tainin chutzlorot is even better from Eretz Yisrael. But in Eretz Yisrael, the metzias is in a te'eno. The te'eno, and a te'eno. If you don't know how to check it, if you eat it, you bevadai kimat eating teloyim. When you open it and you don't see, that's hastenish, you know how to check. I also don't know how to check them. I don't remember when was the last time that I ate it. They say it could be some of them could have 40 or 50 little bugs. And every normal store that you buy, they have. The Hershel Badatz doesn't go legabi the bugs. It's a list, I'm sure it's different svarim, different madriche kashras, that have lists of things that has bugs and doesn't have bugs. But you have to know, it's kimat amatzev of kavua, that is isurim, bugs inside all of these achen. The main person has to know that it's Yisrael. We spoke the oranges, you have to wash. And all these fruits that have all different little bugs stuck onto them. So, and the metzias is, you can see the bugs, it's near line, we don't know that this is bugs. Melekimat, most of the poiskim, noiker b'terasvadai, that these bugs are loving the rice. Melef misofek, just don't eat. You have some of these letters. So some come from Chutz La'aretz. and you're allowed to eat them. Some things that you buy here in Geula could be mamish full with chashash teloim inside. But that's on all the other chashayim when we did our poor mall that the hechsher hodnishkin shaykhes legabi the teloim. You have the dry mishmish, I don't know how you call it in English. It's orange things. Has a lot of them, most of them have a lot of bugs inside. But it has a hechsher, I don't know how to check. Don't ask me how to check. Da fragen de mumchim. Aber was man hat a hechsher, helft nicht zu legabe de peiri. Das wird mesayim, bedover toiv, es steht zwei, yovoyu lemoro, ולא יוכלו לשתות מים כי מורים הם. ויוריו השם עץ, וישלך אל המים, וימתקו המים. זאת רש"י, וימתקו המים, המים הומתקו. דמטרס, וימתקו המים, המים הומתקו. שיילס בוס דמטרס קום צזוגן. עבדת דמים הומתקו. וימתקו המים, המים הומתקו. So he heard from one of the G'dolim from the Friedrich Ador, a Gezok Pshat, that normally if you have a cup of tea, Lemoshul, so the tea is bitter. So how you make it sweet? You put sugar inside, and you mix it together. When you mix it together, b'meile the tea becomes sweet. Mitrim du zusammen, se geschmack. But the tea stays bitter, the sugar is sweet, it's mixed together in every place. And every sip, a little bit sugar comes in, and a little bit tea. Das sind nicht gewendo in the eights. Fakat Rashi says, gewendo eights mal. The eights change the metzius of the water. Vayumteku amayim hamayim humteku. That is why the tree was like sugar, and it spread around inside the water. The quality, the metzius of the water changed, that the water became musak. The water became musak. The eights, is the simel leitz chaymi la machazikim bo le teira that is simel leitz. When a person learns teira, it's two kind of people. Some people learn a little bit. They like taka sugar. They learn, they know how to behave, they daven, they taka menschlichkeit, alle gute sachen. But they stay the same bad people. But as milayim teira ve hazeim mi daf lernen teira, the teira changes the mahut of the person. ויומתקו המים שמחשרתו ורימנתו ומגדלתו. The real learning Torah changes the mahut of the person. And it becomes an under result. His ganze mahus becomes. Till it becomes ויומתקו המים as he verzach this.